Hello, readers! Welcome back to another episode of the History of Crows podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to recommend another dark academia book. If you've listened to this podcast, you're familiar. I keep recommending dark academia books. I love reading this genre. If you're new to this podcast, hello! There is a ton of content talking about dark academia as a literary genre. I am currently writing my master thesis on dark academia, and so I'm always trying to find new books that fit this genre, and I'm always, you know, looking for my next great dark academia read. And I feel like this time I might actually have found the most indie, completely unheard of, completely occult book ever. And when I say that, I mean it, because this book had before I rated and I gave my review, it had 109 ratings on Goodreads. Now with my rating, it's 110. And it had 30 reviews. With my review, it's 31. No one knows this book. I don't even know how I found this book. It's just because I've been using and browsing Goodreads for years. And sometimes, you know, when I'm, instead of like mindlessly scrolling on social media, I actually scroll Goodreads to try to find new books. And particularly speaking about dark academia, since there are a lot of recommendations that are not dark academia, what I like to say that I have a hobby of trying to find new titles that I can read, and it can either pass or not pass my dark academia parameters, the characteristics that I have come across in my research. It needs to fit the characteristics, it needs to pass the test and to be actually considered a DA book. And actually, currently my list is 26 titles, so don't believe those people who call, look at my new dark academia list, 100 books on my list. Like, guys, there's not that many books, okay? There isn't. And probably if they're saying it's not dark academia, or even it might be a campus novel. Anyways, 26 books. I'm actually really happy with this list, ever-growing list. Let me just say the title, because I've been rambling and I never said the title. So this book is called The Gospel of Eve by Rachel Mann. And I mean, to start off, I don't know if you're familiar with what The Gospel of Eve means. I was not. The Gospel of Eve is actually, what's it called? Like, it's not a concept. Basically a version of the Genesis of the Bible, but told through a women's interpretation of it. And basically it's a feminist text, and a text that affirmed women were equals to men. And it's incredible, actually. I never heard of this before, but then again, I never studied Christian theology. But so this book is going to play upon this concept, but also one of the characters in this book is called Evie, and she plays in a very important part here. And so it's a kind of a play, because her nickname is Evie. So the Gospel of Eve, the Gospel of Evie, it plays a little bit. But if you follow this podcast for a while, you might know that, I mean, if you have an interest in dark academia as well, you might be familiar that people tend to recommend books saying, oh, this is just like The Secret History. And 99 out of 100 times, you're like, okay, stop. So most of the time when people recommend things saying that, oh, it is like this or like that, or for fans of this or that, like sometimes, most of the times actually, I'm wary of that. Because I have trusted these kinds of recommendations only to be very disappointed afterwards. However, there are a few instances where this Blur being sort of marketing thing actually pays off, and this one lives to the hype. When talking about Dark Academia, there's only another book that I have actually said it is similar to The Secret History. I think when this episode comes out, that episode will be out. So I'm talking about The Orchard. You can listen to that episode here. So this one is actually the second book of this Dark Academia list, 26 titles, or 25 if you exclude The Secret History, that I do believe calling a comparison to The Secret History is actually okay. This is, I know what they're talking about, and it makes sense. And it's an excellent Dark Academia novel. I might be biased because I really had a great time reading this book. I gave it a 5-star. It was a favorite for me, but I don't know if everyone is going to have such an enthusiastic view of the story. It's a very short book, for instance, only 288 pages. I bought a physical copy of this, in fact, and it's very pretty. It's tiny. I like the feel of the pages. Anyways, so this book introduces us to Catherine Kitty Bolton, or narrator, who is a 24 years old woman. She decided to become a priest, and then she goes to study at Littlemore Theological College to become an ordinand, which is where her life will be forever changed. And when I talk about The Secret History, what I mean is, think The Secret History, and instead of the Greeks, we have Catholic theology students. Like, so many aspects of when they were studying the concept, and even some darker stuff that I cannot talk about because I don't want to spoil anyone, are so evocative of The Secret History. An interesting aspect for me was that the author herself, Rachel Mann, is also a priest, and she's actually a trans woman, and she also has a series of, I think she has a BA, an MA, and a PhD in philosophy, and also a master's degree in creative writing. Like, yeah, you go, girl. Incredible. Kitty, the main character, is also in possession of a PhD in medieval history, and her set of friends are also interested in medieval studies and like precious ancient books, you know, old tomes. And so we have a lot of this. Their conversations revolve around these subjects, including the Gospel of Eves, like I said, which is one of the greatest oddities of the Christian tradition, believed to be as old as the Gospel of John, which, in my understanding, the Gospel of John is what we know as the Bible in the Genesis, and the Gospel of Eve will be the interpretation on women. I hope I'm saying this right, but I think I am. And there were so many factors that stem from this Gospel of Eve that they constantly discuss, which I'm not going to talk about. Like I said, I don't want to spoil anything, but it takes a very dark turn. And I was super excited about it. And this book is narrated in a confessional form. Kitty is now 50 something, and she's a priest in the Church of England. And she's confessing what happened all those years ago when she attended Littlemore College and what both she and her friends did. Like, that sounds familiar. I know it does. Not just the tone is familiar to The Secret History, like this regret and penance that reminds me so much of the voice of Richard, including when he says, like, only story I'll ever be able to tell, blah, 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 yada, yada. It resonates so much with what Kitty does here. And the very first page, we actually know who died in this novel and who killed her, because who takes the blame for killing her, I mean, which are her friends, the friend group, whatever. And I just made it sound like Kitty died, but it's not her. And just like in The Secret History, the point of our discovery throughout the story, it's not who killed who or who died. We know those informations from the very first page. The point of the story is going to be the why and the how. You know, why I mean, especially the how, like how things got to that point. And I mean, I don't know how you feel about spoilers, but like, I did read some reviews before I bought this book, especially because I chose to buy a physical copy and I don't buy that as much as I buy ebooks. So I do some thorough research before, and I found out, but like literally the very first paragraph is the person who dies. It's like you're saying Bunny dies in The Secret History. It's not a spoiler. So going from this perspective, I'm going to say who died. If you don't want to know that, then stop listening, I suppose. This is a warning. This is your last warning. I'm going to say, okay, so Evie actually is the one who dies. The very first friend that Kitty makes in this college. And let me quote something. In fact, there were so many beautiful quotes in this book. I kept highlighting them. Okay, quote. How wrong I was. Then again, how could I foresee what we would become? We were trainee priests, for heaven's sake. Lust, obsession, sex, violence. These were precisely the things that we were supposed to be off the agenda. The church can be uptight about sex and love between a married man and woman. Sex between women is enough to send otherwise sensible members of the church into apoplexy. So no, I had no idea what was to unfold between Evie and me in the weeks to come. She stood on my doorstep and invited me out for a drink. I smiled back and said, that would be lovely, and stepped out onto the path that would ultimately lead her to her death. And anyways, you have these two girls that are more than friends, to say the least. But you have the overall bigger friend group. You also have a professor who is going to invite these two girls to study in his select few study group. Yes, this sparked a strong memory of Professor Julian's lectures in The Secret History. Oh god, I wish I could talk about the spoilers, like the actual juicy stuff. In fact, only, like I said, 110 ratings on Goodreads. I need someone to pick this book. Like, this is what I'm doing right now, is that I want someone who's listening to this podcast right now to read this book and come talk to me, because no one read this thing. Nobody knows about this book. I'm going to make it my mission to spread the word of the Gospel of Eve so that more people read it and I can have people to talk about, you know? Okay, some of the themes in this book include religion, death, and sex, as the author so cleverly mentioned in some of her interviews for this book. And you might think that a book focusing on young people studying to become priests wouldn't focus on sex or even death, but hey, guys, this is a Dark Academia book we're talking about. I was also very pleased with the developments of Kitty and Evie's relationship, and also the overall group's relationship and their downfall. This book is so strong on the gothic vibes. It's perfection. I think particularly due to this religious tones of the story, it contributes so much to what we see throughout gothic imagery, especially when we talk about paradoxes and contradictions, which are present not just aesthetically, but thematically in discussions and psychologically, even in characters. So there's this talks of good versus bad, light versus dark, and like sin and, you know, being good and being bad, doing right and doing wrong. And like, when you put in the context here that we're talking about faith and religious practice, how far sometimes can a religious practice go in the name of love for God? Anyways, these characters are constantly talking about, discussing these concepts, not just in their seminars, but on their daily lives with certain things. and they do a lot of questionable things. Like, usually I see people who read Dark Academia who don't really enjoy Dark Academia, actually, talking about like, oh, these people do awful things. I don't like reading about this. I don't like reading about awful things. Like, okay, I don't, like, it's not my, I don't know, it's like, no, the comment usually is, I don't relate to people doing this kind of things, or I don't like to read books where I can't relate to a character. And I'm always like, okay, you do you. But like, I'm fascinated with being put in the mind of characters like this. I feel like it's so challenging. It is challenging. I cannot believe the challenge. I cannot imagine the challenge to write a good, convincing character like that. It's truly a showman of craft. However, reading about them feels so much better than reading about good people. It's like, it's what makes books like these interesting, you know? I'm not saying I'm gonna behave like those people, and I don't particularly admire or enjoy what they do, but it's just so interesting to read. It makes for a fun read. It makes for a total page turner. And this book is a page turner, actually. I felt like, even though it's very short, like I said, 288 pages, it was a book that managed to capture the essence of these characters in such a brilliant way. And it conducts the story in a non-obvious way for a genre that sometimes feature works that fail to develop their own original voice. And they like I said, sometimes people want to drink from the source of the secret history, but then they don't do that properly, so it just feels like a ripoff, or just feels like, okay, you attempted this, but it's just bad. And I feel like this book manages to achieve its own greatness. Okay, I think I want to quote something else. I think at that moment, I would have done anything she asked of me. Her self-possession made my heart sing. I'm not going to lie. Part of Evie's magic for me was that she was everything I was not. She was privileged and wealthy. She'd been born into a family that had exercised real power, and she felt no need to conceal her past, or so I imagined. She'd gone to the right kind of school and the right kind of university. She seemed to me to be at ease with her story and her faith. She was a Christian and an Anglican because that is what people of her background and class were raised to be. If she was by turns foul-mouthed and scholarly, it was because she was herself. I suppose that's what I wanted to be. Myself. I was constantly aware of my works of invention and my dissimulations. Evie just seemed unnatural. I feel like this main character, Kitty, is so interesting. She's ambitious. She's competitive. She's so competitive. Honestly, it's amazing. And she's like this kind of person that's like, how far are you willing to go to get what you want? And then like, she's gonna show you how far she's willing to go. And I don't know, I was just obsessed about this book. I had to pace myself. I actually read this in two sittings, like throughout 2 days and a weekend, but I could have read easily in one sitting. But I just wanted to savor it. I just wanted to slow down and appreciate and highlight and take my time with it. And it was incredible. I truly recommend. I'm always saying that I have been reading several different Dark Academia books outside of the box. I even made an episode of Dark Academia that are outside of the box. And I do just, it's just so good. I feel so elated when I find a book, like when I think I'm going to enjoy this and I'm right, you know? And I'm so glad that I gave this one a chance, that I went there and like, okay, only 100 reviews. Let me look this through. And I was like, okay, no, I know, I believe, I have faith that this book is going to deliver. And it did. And I feel like this is a story that will stick with me for a long time. I mean, actually, it's been what? I feel like 2 weeks, maybe. Maybe 3 weeks. No, 2 weeks, I think. since I finished, and I can't stop thinking. I still think about this book. I haven't even spoken about the ending. Like, I remember a while back I just said I needed someone to read this so I could talk about it. I'm talking about the ending. I need someone to go to therapy because of this ending with me. No, but seriously though, this is the epitome of a tremendous gothic narrative. It's sublime. Like, there are different types of Dark Academy books. Like, sometimes it's more campus novel, sometimes it's more gothic, sometimes it's strong on, it has fantasy elements, sometimes it's strong on the study field of the characters. Sometimes you have a lot of social aspect of the friend group. You know, there's tons of variations. If I would say about this one, I would say that it's so strong on the gothic. If you like a good gothic book, then you should pick this one up. And I cannot believe that this book doesn't even have like 500 ratings. Like, it's 110 ratings with my rating. It's not even 200, it's not even 500, it's not even 1,000. And like, I'm used to finding books that not many people know about, because several of these Dark Academia titles have like 1,000 ratings, and I was like, wow, this is so completely indie, completely nobody knows this. And then I picked this one and it's like 100. Can I be, please, somebody, I'm spreading the word. And I'm, no, and it was published in 2020. It's gonna be 3 years this fall. 3 years! But I'm here, I'm spreading the word of Gospel of Eve and Rachel Mann. Go pick this book up. If you like Dark Academia, you need to read this one. I don't care. Even if you don't like it after you read it, if you like Dark Academia, you should read this one. That's what I have to say. I do hope more people find this book, especially now that I'm recording an episode. I did write a review for my blog already, and on Goodreads, like I said, 31 reviews with my review. But sincerely, I do hope that more people read this, because it's an excellent book. I'm a sucker for this one. Anyway, if you've listened this far, thank you so much. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.